American consumers spend less on food annually than they spend on housing and healthcare. But, like healthcare expenses and the average cost of living, food prices have steadily climbed year after year. A common misconception is that farmers are getting rich as our food costs rise, but that's not the case, says Tom Bryant, director of membership for National Farmers Union. As the price of food climbs, the farmer's share of each dollar spent on food remains consistently low.
Many consumers may not realize there is a difference between the price they pay at the grocery store and the volatile market price for agricultural products like beef, dairy, and vegetables. In fact, farmers and ranchers only receive an average of 17.4 cents of every food dollar consumers spend in the United States. For example, if a consumer buys an 18-ounce box of cereal at the grocery store, the average retail price is $4.69. I think most people would be surprised when they hear farmers only receive 5 cents of every dollar spent on a box of cereal, or about 20 cents total for a box of cereal that costs $4.69.
With farmers receiving less than 20% of each food dollar spent, the majority of food costs are incurred between the farm gate and the consumer's plate through the supply chain, Bryant explains.
According to the USDA, 80% of every food dollar spent is for the off-farm costs of our food system, including marketing, processing, wholesaling, distribution, and retailing. For some food items, like a loaf of bread, the off-farm costs account for nearly 90%, while the farmer only receives 11 cents of each dollar.
Each month, National Farmers Union distributes the Farmer's Share, an online resource that shows the relatively small percentage family farmers and ranchers receive from each dollar spent on popular food items like milk, eggs, and produce. This July, NFU is taking their educational effort a step further, asking consumers to consider the mere pennies that farmers and ranchers receive for working tirelessly to produce the food that is enjoyed at July 4th cookouts, backyard barbecues, and midsummer picnics.
Part of educating consumers about how and where their food is produced is helping them to understand the food industry supply chain. Let's say you purchase a sirloin steak, potato chips, and a six-pack of beer to enjoy this July 4th. Based on the cost of these food items, consumers will pay approximately $19.38 at the grocery store. The family farmers and ranchers that produce the food or ingredients in these products will receive less than $2.29. On behalf of our nearly 200,000 family farmers, fishers, and ranchers, National Farmers Union would like to remind consumers to appreciate the hard work it takes to grow and produce the food that finds its way to your table or summer cookout. As you're enjoying time with family and friends this July 4th, take a moment to think of the family farmers, fishers, and ranchers who produce the food, fuel, and fiber for America's consumers.
For more information, visit the Farmers Union website at nfu.org. Michael Clements reporting.